Airline passengers may feel more secure with a federal marshal on board, but airlines are balking at the cost. The marshals usually sit in the front of the aircraft in a first-class seat. And today, airline executives told a congressional committee that this is just one of many new security costs that their struggling industry cannot afford. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports that airlines are once again turning to the federal government for relief.
The $5 billion federal airline bailout last year may have averted a collapse of the industry, but today executives told lawmakers this wasn't enough. For the large carriers, revenues are at a six-year low, operating costs are still high, and tacked onto their problems are billions of dollars in new security measures. Leo Mullen is chairman of Delta Airlines.
We are asking Congress for financial relief from the high security costs stemming from the war on terrorism, which airlines are now bearing, costs which fall to no other U.S. industry.
Mullen put dollar figures to the security measures, $35 million for air marshals, $20 million for new heavy-duty cockpit doors, and $40 million for passenger and baggage screening. Insurance premiums have skyrocketed by as much as 900%. Then there's the new security tax. Mullen said at $2.50 per ticket, it may not sound like much, but this has cost Delta another $260 million. The tax was supposed to be passed on to passengers, but business is so sluggish, most airlines have been forced to cut ticket prices and absorb the cost themselves. This litany of security expenses drew calls for support from some lawmakers. John Mica of Florida is chairman of the House Aviation Subcommittee.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think as we all know, America's aviation industry cannot and should not become the final victim of the September terrorist attack on our nation.
Micah said another cash bailout like the one given in the immediate aftermath of the terrorist attack is not likely, but he urged Congress should act to pick up more of the tab for expenses tied directly to national security. Don Cardy, CEO of American Airlines, was next up to testify.
Now, I know full well that some people view airlines as always coming to Washington with hands out.
But he says financial help for his industry now will help stem a crisis that's rippling through the economy.
New aircraft orders have stopped, resulting in cascading economic woes throughout the manufacturing sector. And if nothing changes, more layoffs, more airline bankruptcies, and route cutbacks are almost surely on the horizon.
This plea for help didn't sit well with all the lawmakers on the committee. Ellen Tauscher of California argued that the airlines, in part, have brought on their own problems, which began way before the September 11th attacks. For instance, their operating costs are too high and pricing structures are out of whack.
My concern continues to be that, as someone who spent 14 years on Wall Street, I can't put the thumb of Congress on the scale to provide for airlines that had financial problems on September 10th, unless I see some tremendous change in the business models and some optimistic positioning for the future. I can't use American taxpayer dollars to fix things that shouldn't be fixed because the markets aren't working.
Tauscher's concerns were echoed by the committee's next expert witness. Phil Bagley of the rating agency Standard & Poor's explained U.S. Airways is using the bankruptcy process to free itself from costly labor contracts, perhaps the only strategy for emerging as a viable airline. Bagley says other airlines may have to follow suit.
This is not only their best chance for survival now, but also the best long-term strategy in an increasingly price-competitive market.
With or without the help from Congress, it's a challenge that airline officials who testified here today know they must face. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.